Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. And we are continuing with this episode with a brief explanation of the commonly recited verses from the Quran and some of its chapters, and we are continuing with Surah Al-Baqarah. And after touching up briefly on the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa hu, we continue with Al-Hayyul Qayyum. These are two names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hayy, the one who is living. Al-Qayyum, the one who is self-sufficient. We begin with Al-Hayy. Al-Hayy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ever-living. Hayy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Al-Awwal. He is the first. Wal-Akhir, and He is the last. Allah Azza wa Jal is not created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a beginning. And this concept is a hard concept for many human beings to understand. How can we, as human beings, believe in something that doesn't have a beginning? How is that possible? Our intellect, dear brothers and sisters, should be one that takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand that Allah Azza wa Jal exists and that Allah Azza wa Jal deserves to be worshipped. As for the specifics about Allah, what to believe and what not to believe, this we leave up to Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because we as human beings, we learn based off that which we know. We learn off based on that which we can experience, our senses and the like. If we taste something, if we touch something, if we hear something, etc. We experience something, we see something in front of us, we feel something. This is how human beings we learn. So everything around us as human beings has a beginning. So we cannot comprehend because we've never experienced something that doesn't have a beginning. Everything has a beginning. So how can we understand something that doesn't have a beginning? You can't understand it. You can't understand it. Just like the concept of never having an ending. Everything that we know as human beings has an end. But subhanAllah, matters of the hereafter, like the paradise, the hellfire, the believers in the paradise, the disbelievers in the hellfire, our arwah, etc. This is eternal. Yes, they had a beginning, but they are eternal. They will never die, and it will go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And no matter how many times you say it will go on, it will go on. SubhanAllah. This is a concept which is very hard to understand. Why? Because again, everything that we know as human beings is limited. Is limited. So how then do we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How then can our intellects understand this concept of Allah Azza wa Jalla being Al-Hayy, the ever-living, the living without a beginning and without an end? Number one, we need to understand that we need to humble ourselves. We can't be arrogant. We can't be arrogant. We need to understand that we are limited. There are concepts that we cannot understand. SubhanAllah, if you were to, for example, take a baby in the stomach of its mother and explain to that baby that when you come out, you're not going to eat through your umbilical cord. You're going to eat through your mouth. You're not going to live in water. You're going to live in open space. You're not going to live in a dark, confined space. Rather, you're going to live in a big house and live in a big, wide world. It's not going to be dark. Rather, you're going to see light and you're going to see from your eyes. It's not going to be a place where you are just floating around, subhanAllah, swimming around. Rather, you are going to learn how to crawl and then learn how to walk and then learn how to run. You're not going to be only this small size. Rather, you're going to grow into a large man or woman. You're not going to sit there silently. Rather, you're going to talk. You're not going to be alone, but rather, you're going to have brothers and sisters and friends and relatives, etc. Just imagine how hard this concept would be for that baby to understand. You have a mother, you have a father, all of these things, subhanAllah. It would be impossible for that baby to understand because every single thing that it knows is only in that stomach. But the reality is, as soon as it comes out, life is different. Life is different. And there's no way they could have imagined the latter while being in the former. Or even if we take another example, if we were to go back, for example, 200 years, and we were to tell someone living in a country like Indonesia that there will come a time where you will be able to go from Indonesia to Mecca, perform Umrah, and return to Indonesia within 24 hours, they would have said, this is impossible and you have lost your mind. Why? Because the process, as some people would say, used to take 6 months, 6 months journey from Indonesia to Mecca and then 6 months back. Just imagine the boat rides, the walking on the land, the riding on the back of camels, etc. Or to get to Mecca. How tired would you be? Then you need to perform the Umrah and you relax in preparation for your journey back. And this is a long journey and it's a hard journey. Whereas now, fast forward, subhanAllah, a person can jump in a plane, go from, for example, Jakarta airport, all the way to Mecca, perform the Umrah, and then go back to Jakarta, all within, subhanAllah, 24 hours. A person in previous times, this is a concept that would be impossible for them to understand. Whereas nowadays, subhanAllah, it's not that hard to believe. It's not that hard to believe. So there are things that we as human beings need to understand. We need to be humble. We need to be humble and understand that even though our understanding cannot understand it, we need to believe that Allah Azza wa Jal knows better and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. Number two is we as human beings have been given this intellect to be able to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal uses His ayat, His signs, as evidences of His existence. Like when a person looks at the perfection of the creation, how the creation is, how the creation restarts, scientific miracles in the Quran, matters of history which were impossible for the Prophet ﷺ to know, matters of the future that the Prophet ﷺ prophesied which were impossible for him to know, miracles that the prophets and messengers that they would send, our fitrah, our innate nature, our innate inclination to that which is truthful, to the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. All of these things and more are signs and evidences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence. So we need to believe in them. We need to believe in them and follow them. And they all allude clearly to showing that a Lord exists. Who is that Lord? You look through all of the religions. None of them, no religion makes sense, subhanAllah, when you look into it properly, except the religion of Islam. None of the religions hold up. None of the religions hold up in their honesty, in their truthfulness, in their validity, in their preservation, etc., except the religion of Islam. And so you are left with no option except to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so you believe in this Lord. You believe in this Lord. And from amongst His names and His attributes is that He is Al-Hayy, the ever-living, the one that will never die, the one that is alive and will. And this one is overwatching us. And this is a form of protection for us, that He is watching over us, and also that He sees that which is from the bad that happens to us. And if in this dunya or in the hereafter, He holds these people to account, this is a means for us as believers to be relaxed and to be happy and to be content and to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, and the people of evil will not get away with the evil that they are doing. They will be held accountable. Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Hayy. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to learn His beautiful names and attributes and worship Him accordingly. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless myself and yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.